Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Oh, the goosebumps,
so
Maz.
Good.
Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, What Other People Say.
The feels.
Yeah. Perform that on Ellen. If you missed that this week, it did happen this week on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Joining us now is her collaborator on the song. Please welcome singer-songwriter Sam Fisher.
Yay!
Thank you so much for having me. This is so cool.
Sam
yeah.
is from Australia.
This is, first of all, a dream come true, and I feel like I've blacked out already, so whatever comes out, don't hold it against me.
An amazing moment for Sam. The song is out now and he joins us on the air right now.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? So good to be here.
Mate, we're 10 out of 10. How are you going?
I'm with you. I'm 10 out of 10. It's been an insane couple of weeks, for sure.
It's a good place to be, 10 out of 10. I got home yesterday and I turn on the TV and who do I see straight up on the Ellen DeGeneres Show? It's my mate Sam Fisher and Demi Lovato performing live. I've got to say, you guys absolutely killed it, Sam. Were you buzzing?
Oh, mate, thank you so much. I know, the audacity of me appearing on Ellen. Who do I think I am? I'm buzzing there. I'm still buzzing. It's still kind of setting in. And I actually missed the live airing of it, so I've just been re-watching the episode and just kind of going, oh, my goodness. There I am, sitting on a couch with Demi Lovato, speaking to Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, and there I am performing on Ellen. I don't know. It's a weird world right now. I'm just trying to stay grounded, you know?
Sam, what's it like behind the scenes on the Ellen DeGeneres Show? Like, is there a good green room get up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're treated so well there. Everyone was amazing. I mean, it was, you know, we're still in the pandemic, and so we were tested right before we got in there, and everyone was in PPE the whole time, but the energy was high, and I think people were just excited that it was a live in-studio performance. I know I was. It was the first time in a year, so I was kind of, I don't know, I was pretty nervous.
You absolutely nailed it, man. I feel like Demi Lovato would be sort of at a level now with Ellen where they'd be friends almost. I mean, she's been on so many times. Did you get a feeling that, you know, it might extend beyond an interview and you get to sort of go to Ellen's amazing ranch or wherever the hell Ellen lives and just sort of hang out?
You know, mate, that's the energy we're going to put out there. I'm manifesting an invite from Ellen to her ranch.
Yes.
Demi and Ellen are definitely friends, and I think it made it just so comfortable for me, and they were so inviting, and I'm very grateful for Demi. She really made sure that, I don't know, I felt a lot of love that day, and we got a really good chat. It was awesome.
How did you and Demi Lovato meet? Do you guys go way back? Were you just queuing up in the post office one day and decided to strike up a conversation?
You know, I wish it was as romantic as that, but, you know, it was, she heard the song through official channels, and then, you know, I woke up one morning and she'd followed me on Instagram, and then I got a DM, and as all good things do, goes down in the DM. So we didn't meet until we were on set of the music video. But yeah, she's awesome. Well, I'm lucky to call her a friend. It's really cool.
Because it's interesting here, Sam. I see you'd written this song before you released This City. So you held on to it and then Demi Lovato comes on board. How are you when you're presenting a song that you've written to another artist?
God.
Are you just like, oh, man,
freaking out.
God, I hope she likes this. Because there's a chance they might write back and go, not for me.
It stinks.
It stinks.
Mate, you know what? As a songwriter, that happens more than you know. So I was prepared for being in the industry, it's a thousand no's before you get a yes, but then you get a yes and all the no's just drift away and you forget about the pain. But this one, when I wrote it, I had no idea that one day Demi would be on it. I was just in a bit of a weak moment, and it was my, again, like my diary entry. It was my confession. It was just a really personal song, and when she heard it, she connected with it immediately and wanted to be on it. That in itself is pretty overwhelming, because she's, you know, everyone knows what she's been through because she's so open about it. And to be able to have her on a song like this with a message like this, it just really is, it's special. I'm excited that I've been able to give her just words to express how she's been feeling.
Hey, Sam, you did mention that the song is kind of came out of your diary or like a journal entry. I don't know if you need some inspiration for your next song, but my journal entries at the moment are like, dear diary, smashed way too many carbs today. Love, Maz. So I don't know. I'm just giving that one to you for free.
Amazing. Sequel to what other people say, what my carbs say about it.
Yes.
I'm into it. I'm
very ready. Relatable. Everyone can relate to that.
Just being honest.
We've all been there. Sam, how are you going in LA at the moment? Because there's border security up at the moment, so it's pretty hard to get home. Is your plan just to stay in LA long term? Did you have to decide at any point if you wanted to come back or stay there? What's it like in this current COVID world for you?
I wish that I was able to be home, not going to lie. You know, LA has been, we have a love-hate relationship, me and LA. But my wife and I are based in LA and, you know, cases are coming down with the vaccine being here and life is still pretty, confined to our apartment. But, you know, we're staying positive and, just waiting for the day that I get the call saying, all right, here's a ticket home. Let's do it. I'm definitely very homesick. I wish I was there with you all in studio, but, we'll get there. You know, I'm just trying to stay positive and write songs and do good work and make people happy.
So. Cool, man. What do you hate the most about LA?
What do I hate the most about
Well, you
LA?
Said you had a love-hate relationship, and I kind of feel a bit the same about Los Angeles. Like, there are good bits, but there's some really crappy bits too.
Totally, totally. LA and I have just been love-hate relationship because I've been broke for 5 out of the 6 years that I've lived here. It's so weird I haven't been home at all during all of this.
Mate, you're not missing much back here. We just have our freedom to go to the beach and the cafes
COVID doesn't
and
exist
pubs
in Australia,
and,
that's
mate,
all.
You're not missing anything. See you, mate.
See ya.
Bye.
Secret Instagram accounts. People looking to promote them here on 131060.
I didn't realise that this was an actual thing. I thought that it was just something that our mutual friend Jaben had done. And we were like, oh, Jaben, you're such a fool. You've got your secret Instagram account, Dorito Waves, if you want to follow it, mind you.
Well, we're trying to get it to 1,000 followers. It had 12 in 4 years, and I think it's about 70-odd off getting to 1,000 in a week, which is just epic. We got Anthony Albanese on board only about half an hour ago.
I'll jump in.
Yes, here we go.
He'll love that.
Anything to help you out.
That's
really
sweet.
I'm going to have a look at the photos and what's on it first, though.
When you go through a packet of Doritos, the ones that are curled over that look like waves, it's just pictures of those.
So much fun.
Oh, sounds excellent.
It actually is quite brilliant. And our friend is not brilliant, so it's, you know, it's really quite amazing.
We got ourselves another follower in Elbow.
To be frank, that sounds a bit sad, but anyway.
So that's what we're dealing with here, right? On 131060 here.
Straight shoot at Elbow.
Yeah. They might be sad, but they need some love,
that's
Maz.
That's it.
You know, and we're here to give it to you. Now, Dane does work for the company. He does work here at HIT. Dane, you'd like to get yours out there, Dorito Wave style.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't so much of a secret. It's called Dane's Lego Life.
Sounds pretty lame.
Hey, Dane's Lego Life. How long have you had it? How many followers?
I've got 211 followers, and I set it up just so I wouldn't spam the people that follow my regular account with all my Lego collecting and building and my stress release, which is my Lego fascination.
Okay, so your secret life is Lego building. It sounds like you're ashamed of that, Dane.
Not ashamed, just I don't want to spam the people that follow my regular content of the hilarity that is me normally day-to-day life at Dane_McGurk on Instagram.
That is literally the definition of shame.
Even sneaking his own one in there. Mate, we're here to promote the one you've got on the side. So give us the Lego.
Dane's Lego Life.
Lego Life. All right.
That's it.
Let's pick you up a couple of extra followers.
Dane,
and...
sorry, can I just ask, you haven't done something which is super annoying and spelt life, L-Y-F-E, have you?
No,
good,
Maz.
Good.
I'm better than that.
Yeah, well, not much. Yeah, but...
pretty questionable, Dane.
Okay,
we're going to pick you up some follows here this morning.
Lego life for all the Lego building action you can handle on Instagram.
Let's go to Kim in Coffs on 13 1060. Morning, Kim.
Hey, Kimmy.
Morning.
You got a little Insta on the side. What is it?
It's my dogs, Shadow, Sharky, the Rottweiler.
Yeah, well, hard to find.
Shadow, Sharky, the Rottweiler.
Shadow, Sharky, the Rottweiler.
Okay. Now, yeah. Talk to us.
Yes.
So what sort of stuff are you posting about your Rottie?
Her day-to-day life.
Yep, great.
And does it gain much interest from the people?
She does. So there's a lot of other dog accounts that follow her. She has a few ambassadorships.
What?
So she tries to promote some little local businesses.
Wait, your dog is an influencer?
She is.
Okay. How many followers does this dog page already have?
She's got a bit over 3,000 at the moment.
Oh, you're fine for followers, yeah, babe. You don't need to be plugging that.
That's not really
that's not a secret. You've got a full-blown influencer on your hands. It's going to be a full-time job for you, Kim. That's a lot of work.
Shadow Sharky the Rottweiler, if you want to find Kim.
What a great name, by the way.
Let's go to Rebecca in Dorrigan on 13 1060. Morning, Beck.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
Yeah, good. What's your secret Instagram page?
Well, it's more like a little hobby where just places I've been or beautiful places I've seen with my daughter, taking photos of some nice moments.
Oh, nice.
It's called The Ivory of Lace.
Okay.
The Ivory of Lace.
Yes, with a double I.
With a double I.
See, that's going to be hard to find.
Tough to find. But we'll give it again. Give it one more time.
Yeah, the Ivory of Lace.
Yep.
With a double I. And I've got about 46 followers.
46 followers.
46 in how many years?
I think it's already a few years, maybe.
A few years, 46 followers. Right, that's good.
Let's get you some more followers. So what sort of stuff are you posting on Instagram? Just like nice...
Waterfalls, just happy places where people just feel happy and just
happy
want to feel
places.
Like they're part of the earth.
I love
nice
that.
Soul kind of touch, beaches, just beautiful places.
Just heaps of landscapes.
Yeah.
I love that, though, because there's so much junk online and on Insta. It's nice to go somewhere to see beautiful things.
But I will say this. Yep. You already see a lot of that on there, Beck. You already see a lot of sort of people's holiday snaps and little waterfalls
and stuff.
They're not
holiday snaps. If you actually have a look, they're like a peaceful kind of snap where you look at it and you're like, wow, I'd love to be there. It's nice. It's deep.
Speaking of snaps.
Forget I said anything, Beck. Go follow the page.
Gaundy and Maz.
Little wings, they never let me down.
13 1060 is our number. If you have had a moment recently in your life where you went hot diggity damn, that feels good. It is a little win, a tiny moment in your life where all of the stars aligned and things felt good.
We're here to celebrate those life moments because we all need that. And look at the phones light up here, Maz. This is unbelievable stuff.
This is encouraging.
Let's go to Steve on the Central Coast, 13 1060, with your little win this morning. Steve, what happened?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Oh, mate, we're so good.
Great.
That's great. I had a win with some wraps that you can buy from Coles or Woolies.
Yeah.
And instead of having 5 in the pack, it came with 6.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So that gave me 3 days of lunches.
Three days
of lunches, back-to-back wraps. Good on you, Steve.
Yep. God, I love that.
I mean, it's a slight oversight by the wrap company, isn't it?
Yeah, that's okay.
If Steve doesn't mind, he's more of that, please.
5-pack turned out to be a 6-pack.
You can't go wrong with the free food area of Little Wins. In any regard, it doesn't matter what it is. More is good. Let's go to Christine, also on the Central Coast, 13 1060. Morning, Christine.
Hi, how are you going?
We're great, babe. What's your little win?
Well, my Dyson vacuum cleaner broke and I had to send it back to Dyson.
Mm.
And a couple of months later, they told me it was ready and it was being sent by Australia Post. And Australia Post never delivered it and they admitted that they'd lost my machine.
Oh, my goodness.
So Dyson sent me out a brand new Dyson vacuum, and then a week later, my other vacuum cleaner showed up.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. Oh, that's gold.
I need to know, what did you do with the two vacuums, though? Like, did you let Dyson know there's been a mistake, or are you just keeping two? What are you doing with it?
Oh, well, I rang Dyson and thought I'd do the right thing, and they just went, Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's a double little win.
Dyson.
Let you keep it as well.
Legends.
Dyson, they're very good, but I wouldn't say they're cheap vacuums either. So.
No, I know. I was stoked.
Hey, what are you doing with your second one? Because we are in the market for a vacuum cleaner for real.
Oh, well, maybe. Everything's sold, at a good price.
That's it.
Everything's for sale.
Name your price, Gaundy.
Hey, we'll chat off air. We really need a vacuum if it's in good nick. Jamie and I will take that off your hands if you can.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, maybe. Well, all right.
That keen.
How much are we talking?
I don't know. You might have to fight one of my kids for that, I think.
All right, put us in a UFC ring and I'll take your kids down for a Dyson. Let's go to Sarah on 131060. Morning, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, mate.
What's your little win, Sarah?
Hello, Mr. President of the Central Coast, Gaundy.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Unofficial self-proclaimed, but I still take it.
Yeah, that's the one. So I will raise Maz on the extra chips in the corner of the Macca's bag.
Yes.
Not only did I order a medium McChicken meal one day and got a large chips instead of medium.
Yes.
I was like, okay, that's cool. Extra chips. There was a random cheeseburger in my bag.
That's great. Yes. That's the best.
Whoa, wait.
There's more.
You can't get better.
So that, I got back into my car and there was $5 outside my car. I was like, okay.
Oh, whoa. There's more than that. You got $5, you got a cheesy. What else?
There's one more. As I reversed back out of my parking spot, there was a fresh $10 note. Boom.
$15.
Seriously, Sarah. That's like a scavenger hunt of little wins, back to back to back.
I thought it was pretty good. I had a great day.
It's epic.
I mean, some poor kid's probably lost his pocket money at Macca's, but who cares, Sarah? You got $15.
Oh, good on you guys.
And the Macca's was fresh.
And the Macca's was fresh. Did you buy more Macca's with the $15 or you had enough of the extra cheeseburger?
Can't complain that I bought a McFlurry.
Yeah, you did. Oh, my God. This just keeps getting better.
Oh, man. That's the story of the day. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Let me tell you what's trending. Bondi Rescue back tonight.
It sure is. 7:30 on Channel 10. And joining us this morning is Hoppo.
Hoppo.
Hey, Gaundy and Maz, how are you?
Mate, we're so good. You've been messaging with Gaundy off the air, which is nice to see that you're officially bros.
Yeah, mate, yeah. We message a fair bit.
Well, I said
he might even stalk me, I think, a little bit, doesn't he?
You added me, Hoppo. You added me after we had you on the air. That's how that played out. But yeah, man, we're throwing shuckers at each other now. We're official Instagram bros.
It's nice that it is official. Man. Hey, Hoppo, I've got to ask. So Bondi Rescue this season, it's obviously going to be the aftermath of the pandemic at Bondi Beach. But what was it like closing Bondi Beach for the first time since World War II during the pandemic? I can imagine that was pretty heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah, look, it was. I mean, people, it was just so unexpected and happened so quick. You know, they came down and announced it that morning on a Saturday, and next thing you know, the beach was closed for 5 weeks and not one person on the beach, no one in the water. It was, an eerie sort of crazy feeling.
That's bizarre for Bondi.
Well, you never see that ever.
I know.
There's always multiple people at Bondi, so, yeah, it's something. That it's like being on a South Coast beach, you know, one of those 9 mile beach down there, the deserted areas, and it was crazy.
What did all the shirtless guys do for that amount of time? They're normally working out on that outdoor workout equipment. What did they do?
Oh, they were pretty depressed.
Yeah,
I mean, they even shut down their outdoor gym. That was shut. They couldn't get on the beach. They couldn't parade up and down. So, yeah, it was a struggle for 5 weeks for all those guys.
I think they all bought, you remember those Ab Circle Pros that you buy from the television shopping network? I reckon there was a surge in sales on that gear.
We decked out our home gym and not one thing has been used since that time. And we thought, oh, we're going to work out at home all the time now. And we just got a whole bunch of equipment.
But the beach is back open.
Yeah,
Bondi Rescue is back for another season. And is it true there's 10 new recruits at Bondi Rescue this season?
Yeah, we've had to recruit a few more because of the COVID. We've had to work in small pods just in case someone, picks up the virus. So, yeah, we can't all work together these days. So It's different times down there, but yeah, they're all going well, the new guys.
Any sort of rookie initiations, you know, when, you know, I think to like footy clubs and stuff, when people join the team.
Yeah, hazing. Yeah, they get hazed.
When you're the newbie, you got to go get the coffees, you got to go do all the stuff that no one else wants to do. Is there any of that stuff, Hopper?
Yeah, look, generally we they'll do something out of the ordinary or the way they look, so we always try and find a nickname for them. So they, yeah, they always get a good bagging anyway, so... It takes a bit of pressure off the older of us older blokes, you know. We can, new people on the block, we can rip into them.
They must be pumped to get on TV, though. Totally. I mean, that's a perk of the job, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the perks. So, you know, some of the guys coming were, we've got lifeguard experience elsewhere, but wanted to experience Bondi, and obviously, you know, there's a TV show there as well. So, yeah, they're loving it.
What was the recruiting process like? I'm almost surprised there wasn't a reality TV show around recruiting for Bondi Rescue.
Could be part of it for sure.
That's not a bad idea. We might bring that one in. But yeah, some people have said over the years you have to get a NIDA to get a start as a lifeguard at Bondi. So yeah, it's weird. It's something that's quite unique, you know, being a lifeguard and then having a TV show. Not many council, you know, lifeguards actually get their experience of that.
Yeah.
When they start getting a bit of fame, do they get a big head or what? You know, when they start to see themselves, do they think they can just go down to Bondi and strut their stuff?
Oh, look, over the years you do get some that have done that, but you get cut down pretty quick. You don't.
Yeah.
It's like a footy team. You can't sort of get away with too much if you look
that.
Like going, getting your head a little bit too much.
Hoppo just whips them into line. I can just see you... whipping them all into line.
I just know that would be me, Hoppo. I feel like if that happened, it'd be hard not to, wouldn't it? It's all there. Bondi's the playground. Are you still loving it? Are you still, 14 seasons, man.
Yeah, no, this is the 16th season
16
now.
16 so now, jeez.
Yeah, so it's been a lot, and I've been there for 30 years as a lifeguard. So, yeah, it's been a great career. It's something that I really enjoy and, yeah, I mean, the lifestyle, you can't get any better than that.
It is pretty good. And I think the main thing that we can focus on is that you are there to save lives. That is the most important part of the job.
Yeah.
And I think the TV show has put what you guys do on the world stage, and that's a really great thing.
Yeah, no, it is great. It's a lot of people from, you know, from all around the world, and they get in contact. And, you know, it even helps with people rescuing. You know, they've had no experience in you know, CPR or doing rescues, and by watching the show, they've jumped in and rescued people and you know, saved people themselves. So, you know, that's the message we want to get out to everybody, and that's makes it worthwhile doing.
You must be getting so good at it now that you can spot it from a mile off, because when I watch the show, I go, oh, these guys are in trouble before they've even got in the water.
So
you're like, have a look at this crew. What are they doing? You must be able to spot it from that tower.
Yeah, you can spot them walking down the beach, the way they're carrying the surfboard, or the way they're dressed, or
ready.
Way they dive in the water. You say, oh, here we go. We've got another one here.
Absolutely. Well, it's back tonight, Channel 10, 7:30. We love it. Bondi Rescue, Hoppo, and all the brand new recruits. I would put TV show first and then Saving Lives second. Depends who you ask on that one, Hoppo.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but that's okay. We can agree to disagree
thanks,
on that.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Hoppo.
Nah, thanks for having me. Cheers.
Chat on the gram, mate.
Ready? Gondi and Maz, the hit, break the show.